seeing what I'm capable of and testing myself as an arranger. And I think it sounds really good, and I'm excited for it. So.
Does producing yourself cause more anxiety and stress than letting someone else handle some of those decisions?
A little. But I mean, I did like kind of go to a lot of my friends who have, you know, good taste and expertise and stuff. And the one kernel of wisdom from all of them that I kept hearing was like, you know, your ears are good. And just at the end of the day, when you feel like, is it done? Is it not? Just trust your ears. And I've settled on this mix that I have right now. And I'm like, I feel good. And, you know, hopefully the mastering person can bring out a few of the things I have questions about. But it's fun. It makes you feel brave. I don't know.
Brave and more connected to what you're doing. Also, it's a little bit more of yourself into the project.
Yeah.
You're the only one to blame then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. Nothing. Because you, as your friend said, trust your ears.
Yeah.
And you'll probably be the best judge of that.
Yeah.
So how about you give my ears a shot and you want to play a tune for the people?
Yeah, I was going to play a tune. I was, you know, moving all around this year, and I played a kind of divey place in New Hampshire earlier this year, and there was I was kind of struggling to get people on board with me. I felt like, I mean, they were on board, they just weren't showing it, kind of. And there was this one guy who I was latching onto, who like every 30, 45 minutes would turn around and give me this like nod of approval. And I was like, that guy's with me at least. And so, and then I left the town and I kind of started thinking about like how it was and the way it was and the kind of people that must live there. And I decided to just think about that guy and make up the rest of the details of his life. God knows if I'll see him again. But at the end of the day, I think it's kind of a song about the third space and how we're all trying to hang on to it, you know, and stuff. So, little song called Townie, the early morning version of it.
On this block went belly up till they put bottles in the basement and Pilsner on the line. Shots on happy hour, quit trying to serve wine, and you find the kind of people putting money on the game. They meet you 10 times, never remember your name. Call me Townie, he's all around me. You see river mills and crooked cops, small backyards of boats on blocks, county jail walls too tired to talk. Call me Townie, 'cause when you found me, I was riding around with wild men who work the docks and go home again. Then to the pub to smoke their butt and suck on sin again and again. I put on my favorite songs on Friday night, 20 in that jukebox sipping Natty Light. I used to be the kind of kid who'd start a fight, but now I'm 40 and oh Lord, I just don't bounce back the same. It occurred to me I'm the one throwing dirt on my own name. One hand is out the window, the other's trying to steer straight. I'm not a good man, but I'm hoping I can change. Broken glass and body shops, bars putting on the red socks, petty crime, I'm pretty sure we won't get caught. Call me Townie, 'cause when you found me, I was driving home the wrong way, but I knew the trooper from the old days. He let me weave back home till I was safe. Then he gave away. Friends been acting tough, their girls are moving out 'cause things have been getting rough. Every business on this block went belly up when those elected turned a blind eye. They shut down all the mills, everyone in my life. breath out of this town. Put a knee onto its neck, held it down. Call me townie, 'cause I've had this crown on me ever since I was a kid. Never knowing what I did, knowing time I cure the hurt unless I hid. So I never did.
KZE live on the radio with Benjamin Lewis. Ben, that was a great tune.
Thank you.
You ever see those bumper stickers? They say, "Don't blame me, I'm local."
Yeah.
Well, that's great. It's a great sentiment in the song as well. When it comes to songwriting, and you're traveling around, do you ever write stuff down on a napkin?
I've taken the voice memo thing. I mean, it's I had a song that I used to always introduce. Like, I wrote this song in the car, and then after last year, I was rolling around, I was like, oh, all the songs happen in the car now. You know, I mean, and when the thing starts happening, like, you kind of have to just flip it on. Like, the GPS is going all the time. But I mean, even like I was saying, the song I produced myself this past year, like, I was driving over the George Washington Bridge and, like, kind of started to get just words. And then, you know, so you just turn it on and it's like, ends up being like a 12-minute voice memo of you just sounding like a crazy person. And then you go through it later and find, like, the 30 seconds where the song actually is. And so, yeah, I mean, and that song I just played, I remember I finished writing it before a gig in Vermont, like, wow. And outside of I was, like, pulled up next to a baseball diamond. And I had all the words, but I didn't have the guitar part. And
super cool.
Thanks.
So inspiration hit. You wrote it down. You were sitting next to a baseball diamond. And there you have it. Yeah. That's super cool. A lot of times, you know, you get inspiration. And if you're driving, it becomes tough. You try to either memorize the melody or whatever's going through your head as a songwriter. And a lot of times you get to your destination. And then, let's say you're just getting a cup of coffee and you're just ordering what goes into your coffee. By the time you're done with the order and you're walking out, you forgot everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember I read a book called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, which is like this great book about creativity. It's one of my best things I've ever read. But like, there was a poet in that who said that when a poem was coming on, it felt like a storm coming, and she knew that it was going to pass, and so you have to run and get the pen. And I believe that. I think that those creative ideas, like, they're with you for a second, and if you don't grab it, it'll move on to somebody else, you know. And
it's kind of amazing. Like, for me, a lot of inspiration hits while I'm in the shower.
Sure. It's those hypnosis moments. Yeah. It's like mowing the grass, driving, the shower, looking at a fire. Like, there are those certain things that just kind of loosen up your brain, I think.
It's true. And, you know, when you're just there, water rushing down from the top of your head down to your toes, something about the whole thing. Or being the warmest I've been at this part of the day.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And all of a sudden, something kicks in. And that's what happens to me. By the time I'm toweled down and out of the bathroom, I'm trying to remember what just went on. And a lot of times, as I'm putting pants on, it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to avoid the gone as much as possible, you know? Just get it while I can.
Well, that's honorable. And I appreciate that. You got another tune on you?
Yeah.
Benjamin Lewis is playing at Rojan Brewing Company, which is in Hillsdale, New York, this Saturday night from 7 till 9 o'clock. They have amazing food. They have amazing beverages. You could bring your dog and hang out. There's outside. There's inside. There's nothing more you can ask for. Beautiful rolling hills. And Benjamin Lewis playing some music for you this Saturday starting at 7. What tune are you going to play now?
Just going to play a tune about playing tunes. It's always fun coming in here because I have to do the early morning versions of these songs. You find new little stuff and everything, but this song is about music and it's called Music, and one of my favorite ones, and I'll leave you with that one
here. Did you pick the tunes out on your ride up here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was thinking about that first song, and then I don't know. I always, every time there's an early thing, I kind of stay away from this song, but it's always one of the things that people like the most. So cool. I was like, we have to do a quiet early morning coffee version of it. So
Benjamin Lewis live, 98.1 KZE. Benjamin Lewis live on 98.1 KZE. Now, I just want to reiterate to all the folks listening, if you think it's easy to wake up and sing like that, it's not. But Ben's been driving in the car for a little while. He stretched out his voice. And
a little bit.
He seems like he's ready to go. But that's amazing. It's 9:28 in the morning, and Ben is singing like a bird. So thank you, Ben. What a cool tune. Right. And great to write a song about music, which keeps us going here at 98.1 KZE. And thanks for throwing in the up and running, because we appreciate that in the tune. Benjamin Lewis is going to be at the Rojan Brewing Company this Saturday night, 7 o'clock start. Get there a little early, have a bite to eat, and then get yourself into a really good time. What else you got in store for the people? Lots of tunes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going out there with a map and seeing what people are responding to, and just kind of going with it, having a good time this year.
So if people are mellow, you play rocking tunes, and if people are rocking, you mellow them out?
Yeah, just whatever they respond to, you know. You have to get in there, play a couple things everybody knows, and, you know, then they're more
Do you play cover tunes?
Yeah. I try to do them my own way and stuff, but
cool.
I think covering other songs is just as important mm-hmm. as listening and writing and everything. So I've always taken that seriously.
Who do you like to cover? Just like two artists.
I really try to cover a lot of ground. Recently, I have to say this year has kind of been my year of Todd Snyder and John Prine. Oh, wow. I go all over the place. I try to hit different decades and different genres. But cool. Last year when I was driving around, I was listening to a lot of Todd Snyder. And he's a guy, he was always on like Bob and Tom Radio where I grew up and mm-hmm. came on there and played funny songs. And my dad would show me those. And then as I got older, wow. I kind of got like exposed to like, you know, some of his, he's a goofy fella, but like yeah. his more, you know, I don't know, for lack of a better word, like legitimate work.
Yeah.
And then sadly he passed away last yeah. year, like right when I was just in the middle of being like, this guy is so special and I should have been listening sooner. And so I feel like now I've been listening and learning his songs and commemorating. And, you know, obviously he had a big relationship with John Prine, who also, you know, left us during the pandemic. And finally, open up that book. You know, everybody's got the, it's like the classics, mm-hmm. you know, just
yeah.
those artists that you know you have to get around to. And so it's been great getting around to those two this
year.
Well,
cool. Don't miss Benjamin Lewis, Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, this Saturday, 7 o'clock show. Ben, what's the website? How can people keep in touch with you on social?
Social media is probably the best. Regardless of what it is, I'm at Ben Sings Things, and then and there's a link tree that's there that can take you to my Spotify or YouTube or Bandcamp or wherever you want to go. So yeah, Ben Sings Things on social media, you'll end up finding me there.
Benjamin Lewis, our guest on 98.1 KZE. All the best to you, Ben.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate
all right.
you.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show. We'll be right back.